Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Six of Swords, and this one is from the Whispering Spirits Tarot by artist Joanna Nelson, one of my favorite people I have never met. I find it interesting that this card has shown up today, especially right after yesterday's eventful Eight of Wands. This card is also considered to be kind of like a card of travel, just like the Eight of Wands can be. Only when you stop and you think about it, are we all going somewhere or are we all going somewhere? We are, after all, in eclipse season. And what tends to happen here is that we're really not in charge of the direction we're going. You know, when you look at a Six of Swords card, it's at times maybe you're thinking that you've been set adrift, but there is someone at the helm. It just isn't you. It's the universe guiding you to where you need to be and you needing to trust in the process. But in control, no. In transition, yes. And things will probably often feel this way between now and November 13th when eclipse season comes to an end at the new moon in Scorpio. Today, the moon is in Sagittarius, and it will be square to Venus in Virgo. Not the best kind of feeling for really pursuing anything, you know, that involves money, love, beauty, creativity. Nah, just not feeling that with this one. You know, this card can bring up a little bit of sadness, but really, truly, I don't want you to be sad. Because you have to realize that where this little paper boat is taking our whispering spirits is somewhere which is necessary. All right. So there is a transition which is going on. In eclipse season, it has its unpredictability. It has its eventful moments. Sometimes those waters are choppy and a bit chaotic, right? So, but eventually, you see land. Eventually, you arrive. And when you get out, you check things out, I think you're going to be surprised where you are. Because that's one of the interesting things. And like, even with yesterday's card, with all of the momentum and all of the things that are going on, right? You're really not in charge there, okay? You might be doing things which feel like you're in charge, but the ultimate outcome, I think there's too much at play here right now for you to really be able to determine what it is. Like I said, you have to trust in the process, trust in the journey, believe in the universe, and know that you are being guided to where you are meant to be. And I have been working on the November Love and Finance. It should be out very soon. That one will only be in my subscription packages on my website, Patreon, and YouTube. And I'll tell you, it's one hell of a month, and you're going to want to stay tuned, because where we landed that new moon in Scorpio, yeah, it's just going to be very interesting. So anyway, however you're feeling about things right now, know that you're being taken to the other side of this. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.